Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
743, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. How you doing, Tyler?
Good morning, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me what's going on with the governor and the Louisiana House Republican Caucus, the chairman of the Louisiana House Republican Caucus.
Right. So, Tommy, you and your listeners know that there's a lot of elections in Louisiana, right?
Yep.
But there's an election happening that very few people know about, but it really, really matters to Governor Jeff Landry. It's an election by the 73 members of the House Republican Caucus. Who is going to be their caucus chair? It's normally an election that only the political insiders care about. But the governor doesn't like Representative John Ilg of Metairie because Ilg did not vote with the governor on the governor's most important bill during the 2025 legislative session. So as a result, Governor Landry wants the 73 House Republicans to vote for a representative from Monroe to be the next caucus chair for the House Republicans.
So tell me about this caucus chair. What kind of power does he or she have?
It's really not been a position of much power. The caucus chair organizes the strategy meetings that Republicans hold throughout the legislative session. The Democrats have a chair, too, but never before has a governor tried to make sure that his or her candidate became the caucus chair. But this is an example of something we've seen with this governor as he tries to control as much as possible. He actually chose the Speaker of the House. So that's been done before. He played a significant role in who was selected as the new LSU president. Of course, you remember that he played a key role in the ousting of LSU's athletic director, Scott Woodard. So this governor has taken the already considerable powers of the governor's office and gained even more. And now he wants to elect again the chair of the House Republican Caucus.
So is the ballot secret or not? And will the governor, is this a litmus test? Will the governor be able to tell who backs him and who doesn't?
It is a secret ballot, and the balloting has just begun. It will be decided on December 11th. Again, it's a vote just of the 73 House Republicans, and they hold a two-thirds majority in the State House. But again, this is another example where the governor is seeking, some people would call it retribution against people who crossed him, and Representative Ilg was refused to go along with the governor on his biggest issue, which was an insurance bill. It was called the anti-Tim Temple bill. It's a bill that would allow the governor to blame Tim Temple if insurance rates continued to increase. And Representative Ilg would not go along with the governor on that. In fact, he made the motion to object to it when the bill was first heard in committee. And the governor, as I've reported previously, Tommy, of the 17 line item vetoes of spending projects for legislators after the session, 16 of them were sponsored by Republicans. Then that's the governor's party. 16 of them were sponsored by Republicans who had voted against the governor on this same measure.
So this indicates pretty much that the governor has taken names, and if you get on the wrong side of him, look out.
Yes, this is something that's very well known in Baton Rouge. You know, I talked to a number of House Republicans, and but I did it anonymously. So the governor wouldn't know that they were talking with me, because there is fear that the governor will seek retribution against them.
So who counts the votes?
The ballots are mailed in. They're put in an unmarked envelope. All the Republicans will count them together.
So it is truly anonymous.
Yes, okay. I believe so.
All right. Have we seen other governors do things like this or not?
Well, any governor tries to have as much as control as possible. You know, as I mentioned a minute ago, the line item veto is that's the budget bill or budget bills. And after they're passed, the governor can knock out individual items to punish legislators who voted the wrong way. Jeff Landry is certainly not the first to do this. What stood out about what Governor Landry did this year, as I reported in my story for the Times-Picayune, was that he targeted Republicans. Again, that's his political party. And 16 of the 17 had voted against him on House Bill 148, which is, again, the bill that the insurance industry didn't want, Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple did not want, but the governor very much wanted. And again, the reason people kept telling me was because he would then be able to blame Commissioner Temple if insurance rates continue to rise with the passage of that bill.
Yeah, you wrote on that about that. But for those of us that don't understand, take me through that HB 148 again.
Yeah, it's a bill that would allow it's law that allows the insurance commissioner to reject, quote unquote, excessive rate increases. The governor argued that this would then bring down rates because the insurance commissioner would have this authority. The commissioner, Temple, argued, no, this is a dangerous piece of legislation because I can just reject rate increases without providing an actual justification, a legal justification of it. And as a result, insurance companies will be reluctant to write policies in Louisiana or do various things in Louisiana. But the governor pushed hard for this legislation, and it indeed passed. Again, it's House Bill 148.
How much power has the governor managed to accumulate in the time that he's been in office compared to other Louisiana governors?
Yes. Yeah, so Louisiana governor, as you know, Tommy, is one of the most powerful in the country. Traditionally, the governor will choose who is the Speaker of the House and maybe the Senate president as well. And in fact, Governor Landry chose Philip DeVilliers to be the Speaker. That certainly doesn't happen traditionally in Washington, that the members themselves elect who is going to be their Speaker. But the governor also got the legislature to allow him to name chairs of all the various commissions in the state. So traditionally, when a new governor takes office, the members of the LSU Board of Supervisors would be stacked by people from the previous governor. Mm-hmm. The argument for that is to allow continuity in policy. But Governor Landry got the legislature to allow him to pick a new chair of the board, Scott Ballard, who is one of the owners of PJ's Coffee. And then Scott Ballard played an important role in making sure that the governor's pick to be the president of LSU was Wade Roos, who was just took over. Also, for example, there's the Ethics Commission, which looks at accusations of wrongdoing by public officials. The governor was able to put his people in charge of that, and that, you know, that's prompted some concern about whether the commission will now look at accusations of public officials who are close to the governor.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back talking to Tyler Bridges, staff writer at the Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com, 751, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:58, 2 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. So, beyond all of this, what impact could it have on the next session? Tyler, the governor and his consolidation of power or wielding power behind the scenes, et cetera?
Well, we've seen that the Republican-controlled House has pretty much given Jeff Landry everything he's wanted in his 2 years. He has faced some problems in the state Senate, which is led by Cameron Henry. Senators have not been as willing as House members to give the governor what he wants, but after 8 years of Democrat John Bel Edwards in power, Republicans have a pent-up set of demands that they wanted to get through. And again, under Governor Landry, they've gotten most of them. You know, they've moved the state's politics to the right.
Does this have anything to do with the governor and an iron fist and a maybe not so velvet glove, but even in terms of rank and file members when it comes to reelection?
Well, certainly members who, you know, they very much care about winning re-election, and so they're going to be concerned that if they don't go along with the governor, that he could get big donors to try to take him out in a primary. You know, it's something we see at the national level, of course, with President Trump.
That's what I was wondering, if he would borrow a page from that playbook.
Yeah, he could potentially. You know, the governor has probably dropped in popularity. It's not clear that he is popular with more than 50% of the voters in Louisiana, which, poll being high in the polls gives a political official like the governor more political power.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Tyler. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass about crime in November. Then we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. A lot coming up. Stay with us, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.